Hi guys, welcome and welcome back to another episode of Reconcile the
Podcast. Our last
episode of season one, guys. As we can see, we are in a different location. We decided for this last episode to find things a little bit different, right? And yeah, before we begin, if you're listening to us on YouTube, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment, share with your friends. If you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform, audio streaming platform you are listening to us from, leave us a review, follow us as well on our socials.
We're
on TikTok, we are on Instagram. We love TikTok so much.
We love TikTok so much. It's so fun.
It's so fun. Yeah. And so engaging with with our audience.
But even Instagram.
Okay, yeah.
I've been loving Instagram stories mostly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So guys, we're going to be talking about, as you can see from the title.
Drum roll.
Okay, drum roll. The thing about the
secret place.
Secret place.
The secret.
The secret place. Yeah. So, this video, okay. What is and what happens in the secret place? Let's just dive right into.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was, before we begin, actually, this was a requested video from one of our fan favorites, if I may say.
Favorite fan?
No, but like one of our consistent viewers.
Oh.
What's the word for this?
Nisawa, yeah, Nisawa.
Yeah, like a friend of ours, I believe, who has been like watching, and he's like, by the way, guys, you should talk about this. And so this is in honor of Michael, if you're watching.
What is
and what happens?
Okay, Sawa. So we all know this scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, which says, and you, when you go into your room, okay, I might misquote it.
Wait.
When you go, this is the NSV, Natalie Standard Version.
No. Why did you stick to
NKJV
or NIV?
NKJV.
Minisha fungwa.
Sawa, lakini acha ni fungwe.
This is what I go through every day.
You know, battle of the Bibles.
Mm.
But it's a joke, guys. Like,
it's a joke.
The word of
God.
So, Matthew chapter 6 verse 6 says, but you, when you pray, yes, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is where?
In secret.
You're not giving me the energy. Pray to your Father who is where?
In secret. Hallelujah.
Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. So, where is God found? In the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
Mm.
So when I was thinking about this secret place, what I wrote was, the secret place is my meeting place with God.
Mm.
It's my modern day tabernacle with God, where through the sacrifice of Jesus, I get to go into the Holy of Holies boldly and commune with my God.
Mm.
Yeah. That's my definition of the secret place.
I feel like, as well as I define it as that, it is my meeting place with God. It is that place where it's by then not a
tent
place
of meetings.
Yeah.
Tent of,
it's not, you know, we come to church, we go for fellowships, we are in these Christian spaces, but when it comes to now the day, the middle of the week, where you have no fellowship to go to, you have no Bible study, you have no church to go to, it is just you and God. That is my meeting place with God as well.
Mm.
And for me, I wrote, it is a place of encounter, a place of fellowship, a place of friendship, and a place of direction.
Mm.
Like, there's so many things, peace, strength, whatever, all these things come from that place, the secret place. It is, yeah. And that is how I define it.
Mm-hmm.
Do I continue?
Mm.
I wrote as well that in the secret place is where you behold. I think that is point number one for me.
Mm-hmm.
It is a place of beholding the beauty of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
There is this verse in Second Corinthians 3:18, which talks about now
as we
the
are
veil,
beholding,
the veil has been torn.
Yeah.
So now we get to behold the beauty of the Lord. And as we behold,
we are being transformed into that same image.
Yeah. And the secret place is where you get to behold.
Mm.
There's a verse that I really am coming to love from Songs of Solomon, Where will I find it? Because nakumbuka the last time I was looking for these songs of Solomon, nilitafuta kuitafuta.
Ilikuwa after
Ecclesiastes.
Oh yeah.
After Proverbs. So, Songs of Solomon.
Songs of
chapter
Solomon.
Chapter 2, verse 14 actually. That says, My dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside. This is my part now. Show me your face. Let me hear your voice. Mm-hmm. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just, when I imagine like me just meeting with God, I'm just like, God, just show me your face. It is a, Psalms 24? Is it verse 6? Where it talks about, this is Jacob, the generation of those who seek the face of God, like we seek the face of the God of Jacob. And so the secret place for me, it is a place where you're seeking the face. I remember I was watching a video by Donsin where he was sharing that when you seek the face of God, the things that instead of seeking his hand, the things that come from his hand eventually follow you because you're seeking his face and not his hand. So I feel like for me in the secret place nakwanga tu by the God, I don't want, I have so many problems, I have so many things that I could bring to you, but I just want to fellowship with you. I just want to meet with you. I just want to see and to behold your beauty.
So the secret place is a place of beholding. Okay, so when I was thinking about the secret place, because I was just allowing Holy Spirit to inspire me and to inspire my thoughts, there's a question that popped up, and it was, do you know, so to all of us who are watching, do you know that you have access to the secret place? I think for a lot of us, for a lot of us, because of shame, because we are so inconsistent, because we are so, oh my God, okay, today I read my Bible. The next time you pick up your Bible is like 2-3 weeks, and then you just feel like, okay, there's really no point. So do you actually know that because of the work of Jesus Christ, you can come to him boldly? Do you know that? Do you know that you can come to him every single day? Every single day, every single moment, you can go to him and be like, okay, God, I am here. And the scripture that came to my mind was from Hebrews chapter 4, from verse 15 to 16. It says that, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. And I really love that verse, because the writer of Hebrews, of course, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, does not say who cannot sympathize with our strengths. He says who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. And then verse 16 goes ahead to say, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of God. So many of us, because of, you know, like everything that, you know, the world is just hitting at us, we want to spend time with God, but we're not spending time with God. We dwell so much on our weaknesses. We dwell so much on what we lack, and then we forget that we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with that, with us. The Bible says that he didn't sin. That's what the Bible says. But then I really love the next verse. He says, let us therefore come boldly. Despite, not even despite, in spite of our strength, our weaknesses. Like Jesus knows that you are nothing without me. That, like, he's like, I don't expect you to be anything. Without me, you're really nothing. So now, because of shame and because of everything that we go through, we allow our weaknesses to keep us from coming to the throne of God, coming to the presence of God. But that verse says we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. And because he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, our laziness, our, you know, just confusion and everything, he still tells us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of God. Let us therefore come boldly to his presence. When I was thinking about this throne of grace, I was thinking it as the throne of God. Like it's still in the secret. So now when we come to the throne of God, when we come into this secret place with our weaknesses, what happens is that there is an exchange. When you read that verse, it says, when you come, you will be able to obtain grace and favor No, grace and mercy to help in time of need. So when I'm coming to God with my weaknesses, because he knows I am weak, he's giving me his mercy and his grace. Mm. So when we are in the secret place, what happens is there's an exchange. Mm. That's why you find the more you commune with God, the more you just say, okay, I'm going to spend time with you. I'm going to spend time with you. Things that were disturbing you, like the things that probably you are struggling with. Why this thought has come, sleep paralysis. I don't know where it has come from, but I'm gonna stick with that thought. Like, probably you're struggling with sleep paralysis, but the more you continue keeping at it with God and just fellowshipping, you'll find that, okay, now I'm free.
Mm.
You'll find that in the secret place, there's an exchange. You receive the freedom of God. You receive the grace of God. You receive the mercy of God. Mm. So that was my first point, that number one, do you know that you have access?
Yeah,
Number two, the secret place is a place of exchange.
Mm.
You give him, you're trading your weaknesses. Okay. Because now even that verse goes ahead to say that though, let me even read it. He was not without sin.
Mm.
It says, Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
Mm.
So now you see, the more we stay, the more we commune with God, the more we stay there, I don't know how I'm looking at this verse right now. It starts by saying, in all points he was tempted as we are, but he was without sin.
Mm.
And the Bible says that we have been given grace. It's in Timothy, that the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them to say no to all ungodliness. So then there's another verse that says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Yes. For sure. But I just feel like, and this is off me too, a thought that is in my mind right now. I don't know if I should, let me not say it, because it's still, I don't know if it's true or not true, but I just feel like there's a place that we can get to where, for real, we can refuse ungodliness. Mm. We can refuse sin. So just like Jesus, the way he was tempted, he was without sin. You get, like, I don't know. It's an unprocessed thought, but I hope, you guys get what I'm trying to put across.
We are tuna get sindo guys. Tuna get. Tuna get.
Yeah. So that was my first point.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point. Mm. For me, my second point was that it is a secret place. The secret
place.
The high place. Tafadhali.
Kuna place. Tuna buying chips inaitwa high place.
High place.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Natalia anafikiria tu mambo ya high place. Tuki. God, unaona. Anyway, my second point, the secret place is a place of dwelling, a place of seeking and a place of dwelling.
Mm.
And this was from Psalms 27. I really love the book of Psalms.
Mm.
But Psalms, this is a very common verse, I believe. It says that one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. And let me just say my all three points, because in Indonesia na hi verse. Verse 5 says, for in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. So my point was that, first of all, the secret place is a place of seeking, it is a place of dwelling, and as well it is a place of protection, which we're gonna look at, but we're gonna look at it from now. Psalms 91, you know, he who abides, dwells.
NKJV and NIV.
Whatever, guys. But yeah, the secret place, it's a place of seeking.
Mm.
as you talked about, like the gazing,
a place of dwelling,
a place of dwelling and a place of seeking, like it's you're seeking and you're dwelling. And as I've said, like you're not seeking God for, okay, God, I'm here to seek you for my car, I'm here to seek you for, like, it's just fellowship. I feel like as a believer, it needs to get to a point where we're just like, okay, God, like I have this. And you know, the thing with God is he knows, he knows, like, okay, Natalie, by the way, Natalie and I charge school fees, Natalie needs this. He knows. But the moment we just want a husband.
She needs a jet.
So yeah, God knows. God knows. He knows. He knew us before we were formed. He knows our thoughts. He knows. But we need to get to a place where, which I feel like now, that is the place where we can be able to say that this is our secret, this is my secret place with God. It is a place, by the way, I'm just thinking about it right now, and the only reason why you can be confident of the things that, of who God is, it is because of the things that he has told you in that secret place. Like, I can't come here and say, my God is a provider without having to, like, I have not lived that in that provision, and I get. And it is only until we are dwelling, we are seeking God, not because he is a provider, not because he is a, but just because he is God, and he deserves, like, there's no one else. Like, when I think about God, I'm just like, but then no one else deserves my attention like you do, you get. So the secret place is a place of seeking, and seeking his face. Like, seeking to just behold his beauty, to just see him and to see the beauty of his sacrifice. I look at it, you know, this Yeshua, my beloved, is the most beautiful. When I think about Jesus, the most beautiful, I think about Jesus on the cross with blood dripping down his face, with a crown of thorns, and how he was beaten. And, you know, that is truly Jesus in his most beautiful state, in my perspective. And so what I'm trying to say is that it is a place of seeking, a place of dwelling. Like, you are just there. Umekwamilia tu Mungu. It's like Jacob was like, me, by the God, sitoki hapa until you bless me. But in this case, we are like, God, we are not living here until we are transformed. And you know, the biggest transformation is not even like the transformation that happens, Natalie was poor, now she's rich. The biggest transformation, I believe, is that inner, that your mind is transformed, your mind is renewed each and every single day. You're looking like Jesus. And you know, sometimes you'd be like, okay, this person, why is he, mbona hakai ni kama, like, why does he not look like he is seeking God, you know? But when you really sit down with such people, like, baby, wow, I see Jesus in you. And I believe that is the most highest compliment someone can give you. My point before ni rudie tena Psalms 27 verse 4, that one thing I have desired, that I will just seek, like, I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And I pray that it is a prayer for us as well, like, to seek where to, let us not be with God just because of the things that he can provide, which God is a provider. He will provide these things just because God, Jesus ndo anasemanga that he is, like, if wicked men know how to give good gifts, how much more God? You know, God knows how to give you. Like, I think of God, like, God, you're such a good dad. Like, you know I need this, you're gonna provide it for me. Whether or not I know you're gonna provide it for me, first of all, whether or not I think you're gonna provide it, you're gonna provide it. So let me just be with you, because, like, it's just, I love my father, my earthly father. Whether or not he will give me the money I need, I love him. And yeah. Do I make sense? Yeah, that's my point.
Okay. So I don't know if I should. So before I give my next point, is a secret place just a physical location?
Well, no. We're talking about this actually, Cindy. Like, there's a place for. It needs to be
a physical sitting down.
Yes.
Spending time in the Word.
But I feel like why it needs to be a physical, it's more of for us. So that, like, we're like, the moment it's a physical place, like, you have a physical time, a physical place, like, you have a set time, it's easier for us as humans to honor that. But God is everywhere. Like, uko kwa mat, uko kwa bafu, uko, like, he is everywhere. So have I answered your question? Like, it doesn't have to be physical, but there is importance in that.
Yeah. So when I was thinking about it, I told you how these days when I'm coming home, every single day when I'm coming home from town, if I don't want to be like just quiet, I'm building this habit of reading my Bible in the mat. Mm. So I just take out my phone and then I'm reading the Bible. And guys, let me tell you, every single time that I've done that, atakama kuna music, atakama, okay, at least matatu zetu zinakuanga quiet. But, nikuwa nitakusema atakama watu wanaongeanga, but people don't talk. But atakama kuna music, I've just been realizing how it's like I enter into a different world. Mm. To the point that I'm reading, let's say, John chapter 6. And friends, I just want to cry. And then I realized, oh my God, it's like, I know this is not in my room and how I normally have to sit down and study the Bible, but it hits me that I can carry my secret place everywhere that I am. Mm. Because at the end of the day, what happens in the secret place is what? You seeking God, you communing with God. So of course it is important to, obviously, even the Bible says you go where? Into your room. Go into your room. Have that time. That time where it's just you and God uninterrupted. But it's not just limited. There's this, but then I feel like we can add it. Like it can just continue growing. And you realize that wherever you are, you can have encounters with God. Because every time I'm in the mat and then I just start reading my Bible, I'm like, wow, this is the best thing I've ever, of course, it's the best thing I've ever read. It's the best thing I've ever read. But that was a side note. So the secret place is a place of rest. That's one thing I have in my, as I continue to just walk slowly with God, I've realized that the secret place is a place of rest. And of course, we know that what we do in the secret place is obviously, okay, I don't want to say obviously, but what we do in the secret place is commune with God in his word and with his word, because the word of, these are the thoughts, this is the mind of God, the word of God, the Bible, it is his mind. He's sharing with us his thoughts, who he is, and this is how we get to know him. So when we are praying, when we are reading the word of God, we are getting to know him, and as we are getting to know him, we are getting to also know who we truly are. Because how I am right now is not who I until I look at myself through the lens of the word, that's not me. But when I'm looking at myself through the lens of the word, that is who I am. And I've said this before, Jesus is, for me, Jesus is who, like my walk is towards becoming like Jesus. And actually, he says that greater works than this shall you do, like greater. So now there's who Jesus is, and that is the image that I'm being transformed to. Anyway, so now the more I commune with God in his word, I've come to realize my anxieties, my worry, my stress, my fear, it all falls away the moment I'm reading his word. That's why I've said the secret place is a place of rest. It's rest from the anxieties of this world. Oh my God, what will I become? Who will I become? How will I become what I want to become? And the more I commune with God, it's just like he takes it away. He takes my anxiety away. He takes my fear away. And then I realize, oh, okay, so God, you will supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. Fine. Okay, oh God, when I seek you, all these other things shall, whatever, they'll find me. Okay, good. Oh, so this is how I'm supposed to be as new creation. Fine. So the more I continue to sit down with God, my worry, my fear, my anxiety is replaced with the rest. That because God is a good father, he will take care of me. The rest, I might not work according to everybody's timeline. But as I'm moving and just walking with God, as I'm staying with him, I'm realizing, okay, you know what? What matters the most to me as Natalie is that I'm moving at the time of God, at his appointed time, not the appointed time of the world, not the appointed time of my parents. You know, pressures might be here and there, but the most important thing is at God's appointed time. So as I'm reading the word, as I'm fellowshipping, as I'm communing, I'm just like, okay. My mom told me once that there was a time in high school I was so depressed. I can't even, thank God I can't even remember that time. Imagine I can't, like she said that, I was like, yo, I cannot, I guess God takes away like bad memories, but who I was then and who I am right now is so different. Why? Because I've been reading the word of God. I've seen it transform me. I've seen it transform my insecurities. I used to feel like, I've seen it make me more courageous, more bold. Like I can stand in front of people and it's fine. I might be, oh, okay, what do I think about me? But then but at the end of the day, I'm just like, okay, I've become bold. Like that's not who I was when I was 18.
Yeah.
That's not who I, like I've become wiser. I've become stronger. I've become more beautiful.
Hallelujah.
And that's because it is the word of God. For me, it has been, I'm seeing the transformation that is happening every time I go into the secret place. I'm seeing that, okay, I'm more sensitive to Holy Spirit. Like I can hear him more. I can discern things sharper than I used to. And that's because I know this word of God is transforming me.
Yeah.
When I'm staying with him, I'm becoming more like him. When kuna mtu anaweza sema something different like you watch this video, but I just feel like I'm less, not the word angry, but I'm less, you know, like how somebody can be, what's the word? Unakuwa na outbursts, like haraka haraka. So I'm realizing, okay, I'm becoming more loving, more patient, more kind, all these things.
Yeah.
So that for me is something that I've seen that happens when we commune with God, when we are in the secret place with him. Transformation happens, growth happens, and ultimately we become at peace. We rest in him, knowing that, okay, God is a good father. He'll take care of me. As I'm minding his business, he's minding my business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And just to add on to, because I'm just thinking how, at first, at a mimi, it used to get to a point where I'm just like, I remember I was talking to a friend yesterday and I was telling them, like, okay, let me just be vulnerable and say, pride is one of the things I have dealt with for such a long time. Yani, have you ever prayed for something for so long? How do you just like, hey, God, are you even listening to me? Like, I used to be like, God, I don't want to be prideful. I don't want to like look for the, you know, oh, why are people not, you know, clapping for me? Oh, I've sung. I know I have a good voice. Why are people not clapping for me? Why affirming are people not me. Yeah, affirming me. And I've dealt with that for such a long time. And it's until now, yesterday, that I was like, wow, but God is like creating avenues where I have to be less prideful. And for someone who is like, but I have been sitting down with the word, but I have been here. What do you mean transformation? And I can't see transformation. My point is that sometimes it won't always be like immediate.
It's never immediate.
It will take you, like me, like it's last year, it's been a whole year, and now is when I'm just realizing, by the God, I even stopped praying about it. Now is when I'm like, by the, wah, this thing, inaisha. So don't leave the presence. Just because you're not seeing the transformation how you think it's supposed to happen does not mean you're being transformed. There's this analogy that is usually given of you eat food, but you, like, it doesn't have to be meaningful, first of all, and you're not gonna eat food and get fat that very day, Cindy. Like it's gonna be a while. It's gonna be months. You're eating gluttony, boom, you're bigger. You get what I mean, Cindy? So even for this, like, for anyone out there who's feeling like, wow, but there, God, I've been here, I've been seeking you, I've been in that secret place, but I'm not feeling as if there's something that is happening, like there's no tangible change. Trust me, there is. You just might not see it, but there is. And the good thing with this is that even people will see it way ahead, way before you see it, people will see it. And it's a process. That's my point. It's a process.
Yeah. The principle of growth is very simple.
Mm.
The moment you plant a seed, you don't see it the next day.
Yeah.
It takes time. It takes so much time for a big tree to like, we don't see the roots. We don't see the seed. We don't see anything. But that doesn't mean it's not growing.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that its roots are not getting deeper. It is. So I get the discouragement, because even me sometimes, I'm just like, okay, God, is this, because sometimes I'm always like, okay, is this God's voice? Is this? Mm-hmm. But then I know for sure where I was 2 years ago,
yeah,
and where I am right now, it's different.
Yeah,
it's very different. Mm-hmm. And of course, along the way, I'm not aware of the changes. When you're my summer, like when you're adding weight, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Until one day, boom.
Just like,
what? Yeah, so growth takes time.
It takes time.
Just be patient with
and
yourself.
And continue to just behold. Never leave the present.
Yeah, yeah. Just be patient. Mm. Allow, one of my favorite verses is in James, where it tells us, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. This is verse 3. And then verse 4 says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So if we allow ourselves to not bypass process, and if we allow ourselves to just be patient with God, we will be perfect, we will be complete, and we will not lack anything. Yeah. But you see, that's progressive.
Mm.
That's very progressive.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one.
Yeah. So now, before we conclude, maybe just give practical like solutions. Like, what does in practicality, is that a word? Practicality.
Mm.
I think so. Mm. So yeah, like practical solutions. Just okay. So this
things
is
to
someone,
do.
This is someone that okay, fine. How do I begin?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I was starting out, I used to listen to so many sermons. I don't listen to as much sermons as I used to, but I used to listen to so many sermons because it was easier to, you know, they understand the word. Mm. The preachers that I would listen to, they would understand the word of God more. So it's like they're breaking it down for me in chunks. But now I just tackle it. Like, of course I do listen to preachers, but I'm just like, okay, wewe si wewe ulika chini na Holy Spirit akakurevelea hizi vitu zote. So pia mimi I actually can. So even when I'm for me, I don't, and I think I had mentioned this to you, but when I'm spending time like with God in the secret place, I don't have music. I don't have other people to help me. Does it make sense?
Okay,
I don't have a tea. I'm listening to Apostle Arome in the background. I'm listening to Sidri which music. What I do is I just put an instrumental. That's the match that I like. That's where I am right now. I put an instrumental. I sit down with my Bible. I open my Bible, I invite Holy Spirit. He's actually the one who's invited me because that desire comes from him. So he's the one who's called me. I sit down and then I tell him, reveal Jesus to me. Reveal Jesus to me. So that's is that practical?
I think so.
The
but
second
as well,
thing.
Okay.
Oh, my last point is another practical thing. Listen to the word of God. So This is separate, but those in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a time, I've said this so many times, there was a time every day as I'm going to town, my earphones, what I'm listening to is the book of John.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I saw the fruits.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the fruit of me listening to the Bible every single day because even when it came to interpreting dreams, my dreams that I'd have, I just know, okay, this is what the Lord is saying. Even when, like, as any situation, worry, I just know, John, ta-da-da-da, I'm kicking into the word of God. I'm kicking into the word of God. Because I've said that the secret place, yes, it is a location, but we can take it a bit higher and have it as an environment.
Mm.
So I'd encourage you guys as you're walking about doing your own business, put the word of God, listen to the word of God. Yeah. You'll see transformation for real. I promise. Yeah.
For me, I think the one thing I've been doing, which is kind of similar, I think I told you about it,
sleeping
with the
word of God. Yeah.
The book of Psalms. My God. Ata Mimi, I've just been, it's so crazy because I'm asleep, but I'm not asleep. So in my head, I'm just like, Psalms. oh, na relate na this other verse in this other book. It's so crazy. And before I forget, like, as you said, that is where you are.
That's me.
That's you. So it doesn't mean that now, okay, if you need to listen to, you know, someone else, it's a bad thing, you get.
Yeah, like, it's not.
It's you and
God. It's not doctrine.
Yeah. Mm. It's just up on the echo. Isi wengine kwenye tuko, it's okay. You get. So we've said as well, it's good to have a physical location. Me, I've always thought about it like if it's like you respect and honor God so much so that you're just like, God, baby, let's have this. It's me and you. Let's have this. Let's have this. Akakakona kwa rumi yangu, this is me and you. This mat that I used to kneel down, this is me and you. Like, you know, have a physical location. Though, as we have said, it can transverse, if that's the word. It can go beyond
transcend
that, you know. And as well, I think another verse that I like to read is from the book of Job 23 verse 12. It says, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So as you have said, it is the Holy Spirit that gives us this desire. So it is a prayer that we should constantly be making, that God, help me esteem your word above necessary food. Help me esteem your word above the cares of this world and all these things. Like, the desire to spend time in the secret place will come from God. So ask God for that desire too. Like, God, I want to sit down with you, with your word. Like, I pray, like, I remember at first, like, in my early whatever, of just being born again, like, I used to feel so drawn out. And it happens, I feel like it happens for so many of us, where you're just, like, in the middle of the night, you just find yourself awake. And I remember Pastor Kusha Linembea, whenever that happens, like, that is just God drawing you in the middle of the night, in the quiet, to just spend time with him. So I used to find myself, now in that calm moment, I'm just like, okay, let me read my Bible, let me pray, let me just listen to worship music and just sit in the stillness of that atmosphere. And where it was amazing. So as well, if you find yourself in the middle of the night, keep yourself busy. I feel like it's such an important thing, as you said, to always, like, engage the word of God. So have a physical location, engage, and ask the Holy Spirit to give you that desire. He is the one that will give it to you. It is only by him. If we try and do it by our own, it only works, and they won't last. That's the thing. You will be consistent today, tomorrow konje. The other day you're in, the other day you're out. No.
Yeah. Umesema hivyo, I've remembered. I'll say this. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be inconsistent.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, it's just part of the process. Of the process,
yeah.
But as you said, just engage.
Mm.
Constantly, like, talk to Holy Spirit, talk to him.
Yeah.
And then one day, me, I still feel like I'm in the, like, I've still not yet cracked it.
Yeah.
Auntie, I can tell you guys. I've not yet cracked it. I've honestly not. But every single day, I'm just striving. I have to talk to God. I always have to talk to God.
And that's, you know, the thing about actually even consistency, it doesn't always look like, okay, Washera,
consistency you've spent, is not a straight line.
Yeah. And what my point is, it doesn't have to
look like.
I think we're on two different.
Sorry.
It's okay. So my point is, like, it doesn't always look like, okay, 2 hours. 2 hours every day, 2 hours every day, 2 hours every day. Like, it's as you said, leo maybe niliamka late, nichelewa, oops, my bad. But on the way to town, I'm there seated with the word of God. Kesho, maybe I don't have class, I'm there with the word of God. Like, it doesn't have to be like, okay, so now this is when I feel like, this is me sitting down with the word of God today, this is me sitting down with the word of God tomorrow. Like, consistency is not that. It's not a straight line. That's what you've said.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm trying to marry.
The same thing.
Really?
We literally said, okay, your picture, I had a picture in my mind of a graph. Like, it's
not
as
linear.
In graph yenye ina nini, like inendanga hivi, inendanga hivi, inendanga hivi, inendanga hivi. Lakini when you look at it from the bigger picture, it looks like it's just going up. But ukishukisha, unaona aya kuna time ili dip, kuna time ili panda, kuna time ili kikakua straight, yeah, evil until the end. But yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. As well, I think I'm done as well.
Yeah.
We've said consistency, yeah. But as well, let me just say one more thing. I feel like something that Imeni said, dear, as we've said, like, honor that time with you and God, like, have a consistent,
said, talked about this to one of to us, like in SPT praise and worship, in the praise and worship. Alikuwa anasema that have like a consistent hour of prayer. He likes to say that, okay, not hour, but like, I don't mean hour like 60 minutes. I mean like, it's just me and God at this specific, coming in 9 a.m. to 9:10, it's me and God. Like God really sees that and he's like, wow, okay, you know. So have that consistent. Alikuwa anasema that 5 minutes every day is more effective than, say, 1 hour spread out through the whole month. Leo naomba, kesho won't be. Like, it's rather you do even those 2 minutes, even just a God thank you every day is more effective than, you know. Yeah, I believe with the many and the few that we have said, I hope that this episode will be a blessing and that you will have a thing or two to take away from it. Yeah, that's it, I believe.
We can pray.
Will you pray?
Yeah.
Okay.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we want to tell you thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to each and every one of us, Lord God. We thank you because of your word that has come forth. Lord, may you train us to be still and to wait upon you. Train us to be still and to just, you know, want to seek you. Give us a desire and a hunger to seek you and to know you, Lord God, because your word says that when we seek you, we will find you. Lord, help us to seek you. We thank you because this desire comes first from you. May we honor your invite, Lord God. We thank you and we give you all the glory. We thank you for everyone who has tuned in. May you bless them. May you walk with them. May you continue to guide them. In Jesus' name we pray and believe.
Amen. That's it.
Season one.
Kaput. Done.
Done.
That's it, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hope like you guys have had fun. Like you've had so much to like learn and everything. We are very excited and we can't wait to see you in season two, which is gonna be in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We're gonna have another
bonus episode.
Bonus episode quote unquote, and then have a break and then we're gonna now round up for season two in the next week. So
yeah also guys, we were nominated for an award.
Yeah,
a crazy one. We've talked about it in the video, the bonus that you'll see next week. In the meantime, we leave the details in the description down below. You can vote for us. If this content has been a blessing to you, vote for us. If you love us, just vote for us.
If you love us,
Reconcile the podcast. Just vote for Reconcile the podcast. Yeah. We also have a merchandise.
We also have a merchandise
that we've been selling.
Nasihi, it's not this one, guys.
It's there. It's here on your screen. Okay, Hopefully. If you're listening to us on Spotify, please go to our socials, TikTok and Instagram, and you'll see the kind of merch that we have. Amazing quality. It's the word of God. It's transformational. Let me tell you, when you buy that t-shirt, you're gonna get a free plot of land one day.
Okay,
that's a lie. Nimekuwa Kanyari.
Imagine my head was like Prophet Kanyari huyu.
But ina come na blessing, ina come na transformation, ina could take from glory to glory. Your husband yako akiona umeiva,
he's gonna be like, who did I marry?
No, hey. Ataona,
oh, this is my wife.
I'm joking.
Anyway, guys, yeah. By the way, let me just say this. Because I've been wearing like Christian branded t-shirts for like Reconcile. A short time. Reconcile, yeah. So Reconcile. Every time I'm wearing this na nikiwa mahali, or rather when I think about these shirts, I'm usually like conversation starter. That's the word that God gave me. Conversation starter. Like this is me spreading the gospel, by the way. Because ni watu wengi na mpatana na wao and they're like, Reconcile, what is Reconcile? And then it's just there. Boom, boom, boom. This Let is a moment you. For you to minister to people. Someone, a Mokorino lady, alinipata like somewhere along the near, he's like, wow, Second Corinthians, wow, that's such a, you're doing such a lovely job, that's such a good, and I was like, uni Mokorino by the, like, you know, but yeah, it's a moment for us to minister. So, get your T-shirts, guys. Get your T-shirts from us.
Yeah, they're only 1,200 shillings.
Yeah, this could be your opportunity to minister to God's people.
Yeah.
In the bus, in the matatu. Watu uko anona, if any man be in Christ,
he is a new creation.
Mtu tu anona bethe, you know, you never know bethe. Sometimes
you never know,
you really never know. Yeah. These are just the few interactions that few you never really know who you're ministering to just because they're seeing you.
Hiya. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week for our bonus episode. And then we'll see you in season two.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Shalom, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Tinibo. Bye.